Welcome to the Joy Felipe Bruce podcast. Sister Joy Felipe is a daughter of Bishop Dyke Heward Mills and the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Cathedral of the United Denominations, originating from the Lighthouse Group of Churches. The Fountain of Life Cathedral is a thriving church of young, energetic people full of life for the Lord. Sister Joy is also an itinerant minister of Dyke Heward Mills Ministries. She travels extensively, holding pastors' conferences and bringing ministry-related books by Bishop Dyke Heward Mills to the nations. She is the evangelist of the Blessed Salvation Crusade. Now be blessed and refreshed as you listen to this inspired message by Sister Joy.
Father, we are just so grateful. Thank you for traveling mercies during the week, and thank you for bringing us back safely. Father, thank you also for those who were here. We pray as we come before your word that you speak to us. Touch us in our inner man. And Lord, may we just be better because we came to church today. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you. Take your seat. Wow, it's another Sunday. Tell your neighbor, it's another Sunday. And we are glad to be together. Hallelujah. Wow. Well, as you can see, work is continuing. So I'll tell you more about what's going on later on in the preaching. Hallelujah. Amen. But you want to turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, I'm glad you're in church today. I'm glad to be by you. Yeah. Have you ever thought how empty your life will be without church? Hey. So we are blessed to be here. Amen. And if you didn't make it to homecoming, I want you to go online and really listen to all the messages because it was one in town. It was one of a kind. Yeah, it was one of a kind. Yeah. There are some, messages are always nice to listen to, but there are some particular ones, you know, and there was so much in there. Some of you, your marriage, if you listen to it, it will heal. Yes. Am I lying? Yeah. If you go in and listen, yeah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Baby. Hallelujah. It's a cure for all the acid tongues that are moving around. Anyway, well, today we're going to continue on our series, Going Deeper and Doing More. Yeah, going deeper. I want you to ask your neighbor, what are you in deeply? What are you in deeply? Some of us, we are very shallow surface people. Everything, you are just shallow. You don't enter anything fully. As a student, you are a shallow person. Do you understand? You are just on the edge. Your everything is on the edge. As a friend, you are just a shallow somebody. Are you there? In your business, you are just a shallow somebody. As for church, they don't mention. Hey. But we are curing ourselves. Amen. When we come to church, you see, we don't come to church. One of the mistakes people make is when they say that, hey, you go to church and you are like this, like that. What they don't understand is that a church is not made up of perfect people. A church is rather made up of people. All of us need help. Don't you need help from God? All of us, we all have our something that's not correct. So we have come to a spiritual hospital. That's why we are here. You see, but if you come to the hospital too and you don't swallow the medicine that's given to you, your sickness will not go. Yeah. Let me tell you a story. This one is a true story. Nowadays, my sons are bishops. I cannot be mentioning their names, so I won't tell you which one because I'm different. One of my children used to recycle malaria. So what is the everyday malaria? Malaria, tell your neighbor, malaria. He used to recycle a small no. We are in the hospital, small no. It went on for a long time. Some years in the same house, we were moving from that place into Tamale Town. So we were packing out. And on the day we were packing out their room, I saw something. Hey! I saw something. Do you not want to know what I saw? Sana, every time when we give the guy his malaria medication to take, you know, under the bed. Under the bed. Under the bed. And I'm sure he had forgotten it was there. So he didn't go and rescue it when we were moving. So they see this hoard as if somebody has started a pharmacy of Sana, when the guy is given the medication, then he'll go. No wonder the malaria was never going. It was just recycling, because it's like you take, you know, when you start to take the medication, you know how you feel better for a while. Good. That was what was happening. So as soon as small betterment, then he'll leave it. And some of us, our Christianity is like that. We when there's an issue, we draw closer to God. And for a little while, I mean, we are hearing. But as soon as particular crisis goes away, you know, then the rest will just be under your spiritual bed. What have you put there? What have you put there? You see. So when we are hearing the word of God and reading the word of God in our quiet time, the idea is that it will be taking us deeper. Are you with me? That it will be taking us deeper and deeper. And this month, that's why we are talking about going deeper and doing more. So of course, most of my examples will be about church. But the truth is that it's like this in life. When you go to a temple, who makes your shirt? One sleeve is half an inch shorter than the other. You are looking at a tailor who didn't go deep. Oh, you are very quiet. Yeah, he didn't go deep. He just some of them, when they finish cutting the thing, right? You wonder that, what is this? The thing looked nice in the picture that you saw, but when they finish cutting it, the cutting is not good. And that's somebody who hasn't gone deep. Oh, you're not getting me. Hey, you are very quiet, though. One day, one of my spiritual daughters who is in a certain country that I will not mention the name, but it begins with M. She went, this is about maybe 14, 15 years ago. She went to a hairdresser. They were washing her hair. She said, the smell of the shampoo, it was reminding her of something. She was wondering, what are they using to wash my hair? She said, you want to know what they were washing her? You really want to know? She said, that is the smell of Omo. That is the smell of Omo. Her hair was being washed. Literally. You see, this is a hairdresser who hasn't gone deeply into anything, because you must know that it's not every soap we use on hair. Hey, as you are sitting by your neighbor, ask your neighbor, look, what did you use to bath today? What did you use to bath? What did you use to bath? Hey, you have not gone deep into the thing. If you had gone deep, you will know that we don't use. How many of us are shocked? Omo on the hair. How many of us are shocked? How many of us, you say that you have been so broke that you went to use your washing? No, not much how broke we are. It's done. But you see, that's evidence of somebody who didn't go deep into their thing. I hope you're understanding what we are saying. They didn't go deep. They didn't go deep. So she left and thought that I can use any soap. One of the things about Omo is that it lathers very well. So she was probably thinking that, oh, the way it lathers, you know, so, hey. Tell anybody, it's a dangerous thing to be shallow. Very dangerous, yeah. And that's why we are learning about going deeper. You see, my reason for quarreling with my sound team is that they must go deeper. Yeah, I hope you get it. They must go deeper. What causes this problem? It must go deeper. Why does this problem keep on recurring? Yeah. Or why does the speaker keep blowing? You see, sometimes when not necessarily them, because it's everywhere, but you hear somebody say that, oh, the speaker blew, as if the speaker just woke up in the morning and decided that today that's today, I'll blow. You need to go a little deeper to understand why the speaker blew. Because it's something you did. Hey. Are you in the church or? So we have to go deeper. Tell your neighbor, go deeper. The shallow Christianity is not helping us. The struggling is too much because we are too shallow. And that's why we are talking about going deeper and doing more. And you see, the Bible says that if we judge ourselves, we'll not be judged. So you need to judge yourself. And you need to say that, am I moving on? Am I improving? I'm doing this more or less. Am I doing the same things I used to do 10 years ago? Questions I can answer for you. You have to assess yourself. Are you in the house with me? And so this morning, I'm talking with you about going deeper and being more fruitful. Going deeper and being more fruitful. Hallelujah. Let's look at it. Our fruitfulness, you only bear fruit to the extent of your depth. You are not deep, you will not bear much. Let's go to Mark chapter 4. I forgot we didn't have screens today. Hey, did you bring a Bible? I forgot to say it. This is my Bible. We forgot to say. Oh, KB, today I brought your Bible. Let's stand to our feet and let's... KB has brought his Bible. So because of him. Lift up your Bible this morning. Let's make our confession. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today I'll be taught the word of God. Never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. Take your seat. We are missing our screens, but we'll be enjoying our Bible. It's an opportunity. Amen. It's an opportunity. Hallelujah. Let's go to Mark chapter 4. We're going to read a little bit of the parable of the sower. It shows a bit of what we're trying to talk about. Mark chapter 4, I'm reading from verse 4. It came to pass as he sowed, this is the parable of the sower, some by the wayside, and the fowls of the air came and devoured it up. Some fell on stony ground where it didn't have much earth, and immediately it sprang up because it had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, it was scorched, and because it had no roots, it withered away. Amen. You see, this is talking about a seed that was thrown somewhere. It comes up, but it's not able to do well. And the reason it couldn't do well was because it was not able to put down roots. Hallelujah. Are you with me? Yeah, that's why it says it had no depth. Couldn't put down roots. When you don't have roots, you are easily bent away. Yeah. You see, you cannot help but be fruitful when your roots are deep. When you look at a mango trees have a wonderful ability to go down. They don't only go down. They do what we call tillering. To tiller means they can also go this way. That's why you put your tree here. But after a while, there's another mango tree there. Are you there? And you wonder, but I didn't plant a mango tree. You see, it cannot help it. It has to be fruitful. I hope you understand. One time we stayed in a house in Tamale where there was a mango tree close to the building. And we were looking at this mango tree and saying that if it hasn't caused problems already, it will cause problems. So we decided to bring the tree down. So that tree was brought down, not knowing that the tree had already gone under. And it went under the house. Yes, we had to dig up every floor. It was in the garage. It was, yeah. It was in the hall. I mean, when I say dig up every floor, we had to dig up every floor inside the house to remove all the tillers. Otherwise, you'll be sitting down there. One day you'll be in your hall and you'll see something. But you see, the point I'm trying to make is that the tree cannot help it. I would like to be a tree that I cannot help but bear fruit. I can't help it. So it had nowhere else to go, so it went somewhere. And we must be so fruitful that we are fruitful. Whatever you do with us, there are people, you know, we've read stories before, people who have been jailed, they've gone to bear the fruit in the jail. Are you there? They have jailed them. When they finish jailing them, they wish they didn't jail them. Because as they entered the jail, they went to convert all the prisoners there. I can see you don't read the stories of people who have been persecuted for their faith. And sometimes they'll take them, they'll beat you, hoping that after they finish beating you, you'll stop. But you see, they cannot help it. It's to be fruitful. So it's not easy in the, but he's still bearing fruit. Are you in the church? Are you here with me?
Yes.
So how deep you go, that will determine your fruitfulness. So if you are sitting here this morning, as you look at it, I haven't borne fruit. You see, no, I'm not going to call you and measure your fruit. I won't call you. I'm measuring myself. I haven't spoken to you. But you, now as you are there, do it. You call yourself and look at it. If you have not borne fruit, you must say to yourself, I'm not deep enough. I haven't gone deep enough. I haven't gone so deep that whether I like it or not, the fruits are coming. I don't want to go so deep that no matter what you are doing, no curveball life and gives me, I'm growing. I remember many years ago when I was a student. We were students somewhere and we belonged to a certain church. And it was a church just like this one in the sense that they also believed in the spreading of the gospel, even though it was a Western country. Are you here? Now, there was this couple had come from a background of drugs, and God had rescued them from that. And they had gotten married and they had children, two or three children. One of the children was found to have an incurable disease, which took him into the hospital many times. And you know, it's not good to have a child who is sick often, and you're often going to hospital, and people will sit down and they'll cry. And many times the husband will be there while the wife is taking care of the other two. Then they will exchange back and forth and back and forth. But you know something? That was a fruitful couple. Are you here? Every opportunity they got, they'll be witnessing. Oh, yes. Your child is lying there, battling between like, but Charlie, there's another parent whose child is also in the hospital. So as you have left your child to come out for some small fresh air, then you see somebody sitting down there. Then you go and sit there. Then you start talking. Oh, before you are aware, Charlie. Oh, gospel. Before you are aware, soul is one. You see, the people say this because some of us feel that when God sorts out our problems, hey, look, Lord, I'm very worried when I get peace of mind. Please ask your name. You're waiting for what? Some of us are waiting. You say you're waiting for money. You don't have money, you can't preach gospel. You think when you get the money, you preach. Not at all. When you become what? Hey, please, oh. First Timothy chapter 4 and verse 15. We're talking about going deeper. Meditate upon these things. Give yourself wholly to them that your profiting may appeal. You know, Paul was talking to his spiritual son Timothy, and this was one of the things he told him. And he said, give yourself wholly. Have you given yourself wholly to? Hello? Some of you've given yourself wholly to something, but it's not the Lord. It's not the Lord. I don't know what you've given yourself wholly to. Yeah, you are wholly devoted to making money. You are wholly devoted to what? What again? Chasing girls. You are wholly devoted to the promotion in your office. You see, you even get the promotion and discover that it's not like that. It's not as you thought. What are you giving yourself wholly to? Oh, me, I'm wholly devoted to my family. You will have a surprise very soon. One of the surprises being a parent, is that after you have fought and invested in your child will look at your face. I remember when our father's last daughter was getting married. At the engagement, you know, when they asked, should we accept the things? Then prophet looked at her and said, hey, so? Have you forgotten that the sandwiches I used to make for you? You have forgotten. He was mentioning the special things. And do you want to go? Yes, daddy. And you know how last babies, normally you have done special things with your last born scrub that maybe the older ones didn't get. And you are supposed to ask three times. So he asked again. So, after all this and this and this and this, do you want to follow this man who has nothing? Do you remember that I gave you a bed? You have always had a place, a bed, a room. You've always had. Now you want to follow this man. Yes, daddy. Was getting delicious. Then the teacher of the function turned and asked her mother, "Sister Mommy, maybe you can intervene." So I matched two students and said, "Listen to your father." And after all that they said, she said, "Yes." So one of the shifts that you realize is that that person who you give your everything to, they don't love you. Please, if you are sitting by a married person, ask them, didn't you like your parents? Lady Rev, look at Haniel. He will leave you. He will leave you. So look at him. He will leave you. Hey. The one that you nicknamed Sugar, he will leave you. Hey. Hey, where are his brothers? I'm not seeing them. Okay, where are you? They are not here today. Are you there? Yes. I hope you're understanding what I'm saying. You see, you can wholly invest yourself in something, and you will be left high and dry. Please will take it from me. They say the one who has gone to the battle and come back and removed it. My children, they left home so long ago, I've forgotten how many years. Hey, Charlie, if my life were invested wholly in them, by this time I'll be sitting marooned on an island crying. Not only have you married, but it's married and gone. Church. Yeah, when we came to church, they said we shouldn't love our children. If I knew who you were, I would have fetched water from that little pot and poured it on. You see, but what I'm saying is that you must know what you give yourself wholly to. And the scriptures are telling us, give yourself wholly to the scriptures. Give yourselves wholly to God. It is God who will be there all this time. Some of you, you've given your everything to your job. Be careful. Be careful. Hey, are you saying that we shouldn't work? I need some water today to pour on some people. They will disappoint you. That's the only promise we can give you. Because the Bible says that the form of flesh will fail you. You think you are very important. Drop dead and see. Get a long sickness and see. That's when you know how important you are. A friend of mine, I met her one Saturday. She was crying because that Saturday morning, she had just heard that her boss who had been at work on Friday had died. She was so confused. What does it mean? On Monday morning, she called me. When she called, this was going on. And she said, what she has come to see, she can't believe it. The man was in the office on Friday. When they arrived in the office on Monday, another nameplate was on his door. They have put somebody there. Okay, I'm saying one working day to the next. Yeah. They put another, she told me, I will never give myself to such a thing. I will never give myself. And the more successful the place you work for is, the more like that they are. The more like that they are. So if you have made up your mind that this is what you give yourself wholly to, you wait. And they say we shouldn't work hard. I didn't say you shouldn't work hard. I said give yourself wholly. You didn't give yourself wholly. God, you give yourself wholly to. You have given yourself wholly. To your wife, to your husband. I don't think I should continue. They will say I'm preaching against marriage in the house. Listen, the Lord put us together, married us, man and wife. He never told us to put a human being in his place. If you like, the place that belongs to God, to your wife or husband there. To you. By all means, you will love your wife. By all means, love your husband. Love your children. But I said, the place that belongs to God, you don't put anything there. It's God alone. is godly, because even in a marriage, the arm of flesh. Right? Because of our partner. Let me see your hands. Look at our hands. Look at our hands. Look at our hands. Look at our hands. Ah. Okay, you didn't cry. You were just hurt. Let me see. Look, just look at our hands. Look at our hands. Okay. Oh, these people, their marriages are bad marriages. Mine will be good. We are waiting for you. Are we not waiting? We are waiting for you. We are waiting for you. Why? Why? Only because we are human beings. All of us make mistakes. Are you in the house? All of us make mistakes. Yeah. All of us make mistakes. By the grace of God, we forgive ourselves. We move on. And by the grace of God, we believe God for our sober and stable homes. But that does not mean that that person must ever have the place of God. Never. It is only that we can give ourselves wholly to. Are you understanding the context of what I'm saying? Yeah. Because that's the requirement. It will even stabilize the marriage that you are talking about. Yeah. Am I talking to somebody today? Let's continue. Today, they were just reading a few scriptures, making ourselves happy. Paul, he had various ways of saying the same thing. Another place where he's just saying the same thing about going deeper. But let's go to Philippians 3. And I'm reading from verse 12. As though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I followed that I may apprehend for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Are you seeing him? That's the thing. Then, I not myself to have apprehended, it's one thing I do. Forget those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. Press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Are you seeing it? Yeah. So this was Paul speaking. He says, I even forget what is behind. Some of us, we spend too long on what's behind. Press ahead. Press ahead. Ahead to keep calling. Ahead. What has he called you to do? Ahead for that. Hallelujah. Go deep into what he's asked you to do. And you see that throughout the Bible, Apostle Paul was just trying to get deeper. Trying to get it. I don't think there was any time when he stood there and said, I'm going to write most of the Bible. I don't think that was his mind. I think he was just trying to do his best. Trying to force and go. How much forcing are you doing? Some of you, if you had forced, you'd have been at the homecoming. Yeah. I know your excuse. I know the excuses are a lot. I had to do this, I had to do that, I had to do that. We were not at homecoming for lack of something to do. It's a matter of how deep you want to go. That's all. Yeah, mom, you don't know my case. Yes, I don't know your case, but I'm just telling you the truth. Push your neighbor if you didn't go and say, you didn't force. Yeah. Are you in the church? Look, I've almost finished preaching. Yeah. I've almost finished preaching. Now, it is when you try to go deeper into things that you begin to gain a certain understanding. Yeah. When you are doing things on the top, you don't understand them. You don't understand them. But when you try to go deeper, that's when you begin to understand. And that's true of many things. It's true of life. It's true of the area of life that you are working in. Are you with me? Hello? It's true of many, many, many things. And I'm saying to you that you need to get involved and get deep there, deep down inside. When Solomon was chosen to become king, let's take a look at what he said to God. You remember that God appeared and asked him, what should I give you? And the Bible says, I'm in 1 Kings chapter 3, reading from verse 6. He said, Solomon was talking to God, thou hast showed unto thy servant David, my father, great mercy. according as he walked before thee in truth and in righteousness and in uprightness of heart with thee, thou hast kept him for this great kindness, that thou hast given him a son to sit on his throne, as it is this day. And now, O Lord my God, thou hast made thy servant king instead of David my father. I am the child. I know not how to go out or come in. And thy servant is in the midst of the people which thou hast chosen, a great people that cannot be numbered nor counted for multitude. Give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and bad. Is able to judge this thy so great a people. You see, here is a guy who wanted to do well. Are you seeing it? He wanted to do well. So he gave a certain understanding of who he was and who the people he was called to, how they were. Are you here? Some of us are very entitled. When I say entitled, you would have said, after all, I'm the son of the king. So if the king is now old, he chose me. I must be very smart. I must be clever. I must be able, capable, and that's why I'm chosen. No. He realized that, look, the job that I've been given, the task that I've been given, if God doesn't give me some wisdom, if God doesn't help me, if the Lord doesn't do something, it will not work. Are you with me? It will not work. And we see this is somebody who wanted to get into the leadership of the people. You see, sometimes when I see the people we have as leaders, I wonder. When I say I wonder, you can't even rule your home. You can't even rule your home. What have you done? What have you produced that we can see? Are you there? But if you would go to God and say that, hey, I have to enter this leadership thing and understand how to lead. Because we are sitting here the same way we don't know how certain things work. That's how they too, they don't know. I'm very quiet. What did you use to vote them in? What did you use? Your MP, what did you use to vote him in? What did you use to vote him in? He's good looking. The tribe he's from, he is known to be. The church is very quiet. I better get off the politics and get into church. You see why? I'll give you church examples. I don't like trouble. But I'm just showing you something. Okay, now we just go. I'm coming to look for our Minister of Transport. Let me see. Minister of Transport. Who is looking like Minister of Transport here? You want to Ministry of Transport? Let me see your hand. So you come. They are voting Kedah, so Kedah should come. They say it's Minister of Transport. I'm looking for Minister of Trade. Minister of Trade. Who?
Okay.
Please, I'm looking for Minister or Ministress of Tourism. Who? Tourism. They say Evans should come. Please remember, so you are what? Transport. Trade, tourism. We want a minister of women and children. Okay. Beautiful. Please, do we have an extra microphone somewhere? Please, let's have an extra microphone. No, come up with them. No, it's for them. Okay, they also need a mic. Eh? Okay, someone can bring them a mic. Then have an extra microphone. I want somebody to ask the Minister of Transport a question. We have just voted them in. Hey, Jojo, what's your question, please? Oh, Eugene, please, the question is, come forward. Come forward, you ask. Ask Minister of Trade, please.
Minister of Transport.
Please.
Please, under John Mahama's big push program, he says going to complete all the major routes in Ghana in 2 years. How is it going to be done? Please tell us.
That's Minister of Transport. The only answer he has for you is that if when he consults with the Minister of Roads and Highways, will answer you. Pass the microphone. Can somebody please ask? He is what? Trade. Eugene, where are you? Please ask me the question. Ask him. Trade.
So, Mommy, my question is that
Wait. You have to ask the question well.
So, Mommy, my question is that Ghana spends $1 billion on rice importation alone. How will you keep that at Minister for Trade?
Have you seen that he doesn't have an answer? Please, did you know before he said it that we spend $1 billion on rice? Okay. Pass the microphone. Please, this guy was what? Tourism. Tourism. I need a tourism question, please. A question for the Minister of Tourism. Everyone is coming to. Yes.
Minister of Tourism, please, how will you promote local tourism, our people to also travel around, not only foreigners coming?
Okay, please, we just came into power. See so, you hand over the things to us.
Please, can you give the microphone to our Minister of... Please, our Minister of Women and Children, please help us. We are in dire straits. A question for our Minister of... Okay. Yes, Esther.
Please, statistics says that the nutritional status of women and children is very low as compared to the men due to post-harvest losses. I want to ask, how do you intend to solve this problem?
She said what? The question, Kramantia, she said what was that? Explain, please, again. The question
please,
again.
The nutritional status of women.
The what status?
Nutritional status.
Nutritional status. Oh.
Yes, of women and children is quite lower compared to the men due to post-harvest losses.
Hmm.
I would like to know how you intend to solve this problem.
I want you are my only hope. You are my only hope. But you see, what I need you to understand is not to disgrace anybody. Everybody standing here is well educated. But I'm saying that when we just vote, you see, we just voted. What was our vote based on? We had a question on law. Believe me, she will beat you to it. If you were asking him a question on what? Election, he will beat her. I'm saying that just like how we just put them and put them in a place. That's what I'm trying to say. Thank you so much. God bless you. Hey, may you become ministers of what you know in the name of Jesus. I think you get the point I'm trying to make. So you see that we vote based on... I mean, why do we pick them? If you go into it, we just thought that... I mean, KB, because, he has a business. That's why we voted them in. That's how we have put our people into leadership. So if you don't wake up and do some getting into, I can promise you, if I tell them prepare next week, we'll come back to answer the questions. You'll see something, something better. So that's what I'm trying to show you. So if they now get into the chair and get them to what they are doing, we'll get better answers. Are you here? Oh, me now, I be leader, dada. I know it all, which is what a lot of our leaders do. They don't learn how to lead. They don't learn how to lead at all. Hey, the church is very quiet on me. And it is exactly the same in the church. It's exactly the same in the church. In our walk with God, we got to enter the thing holy. We didn't enter holy. You're asked to lead something. You have to enter it fully. Learn how it works. Talk it out. Put yourself into it. Hallelujah. Are you understanding me? Because to be fruitful, you need to understand. You need to understand. You need to understand what works. Why are we spending so much on rice? Why are we spending so much? Church has become very quiet. If I put you here, I start asking you questions about things from a scriptural point of view, to be even worse, you may not even agree to come. Hallelujah. We need to understand what we are doing. We need to go deeper into it. Go deeper. Understand this God that we serve. Who is he? Why does he do his things that way? Still, we don't know the why. We just know that this is how he does it. That's how he does it. He says, you want to go up, you go down. It's him. You want to lead, serve. You want to be rich, give. It's the God, we are deep into it, understand it. Otherwise, you think somebody is taking my tithe and somebody is stealing my tithe. So, Hallelujah. Understand. Go deeper and understand. We're talking about how to be fruitful. How will I bear fruit? I need to understand. I need to understand. Hallelujah. Can we continue? I'm actually ending. We got to go deeper into healing. Yeah. How many of us were at last week's manifestations? We are trying to learn. Are you there? We're trying to go deeper. Are you in the house? Yeah, we're just trying to go deeper. We're trying to go deeper. Amen. Wow. You see, because if we don't go deeper, there will be, for me, one of the things is that, number one, it was an instruction. But number two, I can see, I'm a pastor of people. I can see the needs. I can see the things that come up. I can see, will not be that we are only talking about the word of God. I mean, the word, and not seeing the things in our lives. Are you there? Yeah, soon we have to tackle our brokenness. Me, I'm tired of seeing broke people. Ah, yeah. Yeah, tired of it. It's got to go. Tired of it. Hey, the church is very quiet. Keep on giving excuses. All my people are very young. And they don't have any, we should wait. But whoever said we're going to be old before we are wealthy? Whoever said? I want to be wealthy young. I want to enjoy the wealth now. I want to enjoy it now. Yeah. Yeah. Some of us, we need the healing in our pocket. Some of us, the lack of healing in your pocket is from your nyansa, the mind you don't have. We have to heal it. We got to tackle it. We got to go deeper. Am I talking to somebody? Hey, the church is a bit quiet on me. Oh. Yeah. Look, me, one day I had a meeting with God. I said, Lord, you see, this living paycheck to paycheck is not life. Ah. If I wanted to live paycheck to paycheck, I think I would have been serving Pharaoh. Ah. No. Give me a way out. And began to show me the ways out. Yeah. He began to understand the ways out. Are you here? We got to go deeper. We have to go deeper. Are you at the house? You are here. You are not well. It's not easy, eh? It's not easy. It's not easy. When you are in pain, eh, it's difficult to believe God. But Charlie, swallow the drugs against the pain. And let's get in there. Let's get in there. Let's get in there. And be on it to work until it works. Am I talking to somebody? Let's work until it works. Yeah. Hey, you are very quiet on me. You see, there are answers. Sometimes we haven't gone deeper. One of my sons, he got ill many years ago, and he was put on medication. Lady Rep, how big was the container? When he's going to school, something like this. Container of medication. Dosage, 32 per day. Yeah. At a point, even the doctors were worried that what would such a high dose of this medication at this age do to a young man? Hey, you are very quiet. Hey. Are you there? Yeah. You think that because I'm a pastor, so life in here. All human beings. We prayed. So we knew that, okay, he's not going to die anymore, because at a point, we wondered whether he would survive. But he's on this medication long. For how long can he take this medication? He used to drum. He had to stop drumming. Many things. Because whatever it was affected all joints. He couldn't drum anymore. And all of that, taking this high level. You see, I'm showing you that there is a solution. But sometimes you have to go deeper. So I've been praying, Lord, this is our son. Touch him. We're not seeing any change. In fact, even that diagnosis to me was a prayer answer, because it took so long before they found out what was wrong. One day, I was on the hill Jesus stayed. Healing Jesus. Has it not occurred to me? Why it hadn't occurred to me? But it hasn't occurred to me. Just healing Jesus. You have to go. Am I talking to somebody in the house? So then, healing Jesus, his father was going. It was at Damongo. And I told him that, remember, I'm going. He told that when he got there, he stopped his medication. Not because, you see, don't go and tell them that I say you should stop your medication. Please, I don't like trouble. his point was that if he doesn't stop, he won't know when his healing comes. Are you getting it? Huh. So he knew that when he has stopped, he has just a few days. And if he doesn't take the medication, he can't even walk. But he stopped it. First day he went. Thinking day he went. Third day, bam, the healing was there. That was it. Yeah. Oh, yes. If your clapping is not nice, come on. There was a solution. There was a solution. Hallelujah. I remember when he came back, that his big medicine bottle. He had done, that last time we filled it, he had half left. I kept that bottle for a long time as my testimony bottle. Never needed it again after today. Are you there? And if he had stayed on that medication, he wouldn't even have been able to have children. He has two kids now. Are you there? What am I saying? There is a solution. There is a solution. But maybe you haven't found it yet. So I'm saying to you, don't stop. So don't stop. Be on it. What meeting is it that will happen? What person should be preaching that will happen? Maybe it's sitting in your room and it will happen. And no, do you know? You don't know. Time they say pray because they say, I put my hand on my back. Can I pray? The healing will be full. But you say, if God won't heal me, then it's okay. Okay, let's go deeper. Let's go deeper. Let's go deeper until we get our solution. Hallelujah. Are you in the house? I'm trying to close. Final one. Let's go deeper into the witty inventions. Proverbs chapter 8 and verse 12. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out knowledge of witty inventions. And the church is not good at following witty inventions. Usually anything we don't understand, we say it's of the devil. We said, when computers came, they say it is something. When social media came, they say, listen, if you understand it, let us understand it and let us bring it and use it. Hey, the church is very quiet. Me, I've supposed to go and learn what AI is about. It makes no sense. It just makes much sense to me, you know? Because when I look at it, it's like, is that all? Then if that's all, then I should have just stayed with Google. You can see that there's more to it. Because you are going to do what? You see it. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out knowledge of witty inventions. Why? Something we are doing work better. Our fathers' books were read so that people who cannot read, you can listen. And then when you hear a voice, and chapter 1 is a lady's voice, chapter 2 is a man's voice, chapter 3 is an American voice, chapter 4 is what? It's somebody in India, but that's the picture. It was like that. We thank God. But then witty inventions came. And by employing witty inventions, today, whatever book you pick, the voice is Bishop Dag's voice. Do you really think he has sat down and read 105 books? Do you really think so? Is the use of witty inventions? Hey, you are very quiet. Me, the way I enjoy it, I just put this on. Then this calm voice is, it's like, this is the voice. I know this voice. This voice, I know it. It's just going. Some of you can read. You should have read it by now. You can't read, but you understand it's good for you to read. Not the thing you can hear. It's no problem again. But by the use of witty inventions. As you are there saying that, I think it is of the devil. You'll be there thinking. Rather make use of it. And let it help us to do something that we couldn't do before. You know, and it's only one example. There are many things mixed with the inventions. Hallelujah. I'm ending now. But listen, let me just read you a list of witty inventions. Thing. We didn't enter the earth and then vaccines came. Somebody went deeper. And in 1796, they found vaccine. 1945, when you have an operation to do, they'll do it raw like that. People used to choose to die rather. in 1846, anesthesia was found. It was in 1861. There was a man, a doctor, he realized that the people who go to the mortuary, when they come back, everybody starts to die. He discovered germs. Are you there? The technology that gave birth to x-rays and ultrasounds and MRIs, the beginning of it, 1895. Are you in the church? Today, you see the prayer, I'm going for an ultrasound, I'm going to see the... Something has happened to your body. They say, go and do an MRI. Then they tell you, we have to do this and this and this. I can't even imagine medicine without it. 1928, penicillin was found. It was the end of death for many things. Are you there? 1954, organ transplants. 1960, the birth control pill, for which we thank God, was born. You would have been delivering baby, just so that's all your use. Yeah. Hey, 1950. In 1950, the rest of smoking were discovered. 1952, take medications were found. Up until that time, if something happens to you and your mind goes whatever, you are kept as if you are a prisoner or an animal. Today, we are walking around mental health. You would have all been locked up in some room somewhere. But by the grace of God, in 1952, somebody went deeper. And the person said, by use of medication, this one, you can live a normal life even though your mind is crossing wires. Oh. Oh, it's crossing wires. Are you in the house? 1953, the DNA was born. In fact, the founder has just died. He's 97 years old. The DNA in 1953. People who had been jailed for crimes that they have not done have been removed, have come out because of this something. People who said, this is my father. Hey, fathers who say, it's not my child, and they did it, it's your child. 1953. And blood transfusions were discovered in 1901 because nobody cared to go a little deeper. These are achievements on the medical front that have helped us. I have only one question for the Church of God. Which has our going deeper? What has it brought? What can we say? We can say the going deeper brought us a bunkie who spread the gospel to millions of people. Emily Billy Graham, who witnessed to many, and Bishop Dagwood Mills, who has evangelized to how many nations and churches in a hand and something. But what would happen if you and I decided to go deeper? What more? What new thing? Because you can see these are not discoveries of one man. There's several people. Many of them never knew they were going to do something wild. And as we are sitting here today, we all look the same. But I tell you, if we go deeper, God alone knows. I said, God alone knows what will happen in the body of Christ because somebody decided to go deeper. Stand to your feet. If you're in front, just pray this prayer with me. If you're in the congregation, just join us. You want to say, Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I put my shallowness at the foot of the cross.
Put my shallowness.
And I give myself to you.
Give myself to you.
Lord, come into my life.
Come into my
life. In a stronger way.
Stronger way.
Write my book of life.
Name in the
book. Help me to go deeper with you. Guide me into the depths of you.
Guide me into the depths.
And may I be fruitful.
And may I be fruitful
all the days of my life. In Jesus' mighty name.
Jesus' mighty.
And all the saints shall say, amen and amen. Please follow our brother James. He'll talk with you and you'll come right back. God bless you. Put your hands together for them as they go. Take your seat very quickly. We are going into our communion. Very quickly, I'm expecting the audio to come up quickly.
We thank you. Father, we thank you for this wonderful communion that we receive. Fill us with healing and your power. Thank you. The body of Jesus Christ.
This is my body, was broken for you. Breathe This is my blood. Chant for you. Oh, whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life.
Now, lift up the wine. Lord, let this represent the blood of Jesus. And as we take it, heal us, forgive us, show mercy to our mistakes. The blood of Jesus Christ.
When I see the blood of Jesus,
lift up your hands for your blessing. Lift your two hands like this. May the Lord bless you to become the most spiritual person in your family. Receive the grace to be a spiritual giant. Whatever is happening in the spirit realm that is affecting you, beginning from today, you are going to affect the spirit realm. And the spirit realm will turn in your favor. Receive the grace of God. Let me hear your loudest. I receive it. Receive the Holy Spirit. Receive the help of God. And become a mighty servant of the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let me hear your loudest. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. You may be seated.
Hallelujah. What a blessing. Quickly, take up the cups. While they are doing so, you have your tithe with you. You want to start getting your envelope, putting your tithe in the envelope. Hallelujah. What a blessing. Today we are happy in church, I tell you. Oh, yes. Tell neighbor, it's our church. It's our church. Yeah, it's our church. Beautiful. All right, if you have your tithe, you want to rise to your feet, just lift it up. Never joke with your tithe. It is the rule number one in the breaking up, the breaking of financial control. Are you there? Breaking of financial control. Yeah. Lift it up. Let's pray. Father, we are so grateful that you have given us these tithes, and as we give them, Lord, we know that you take care of us. We ask that you bless us. Bless us financially also in the name of Jesus. Your word says, Lord, that the devourer is rebuked. The destroyer is rebuked when we tithe. Let this experience. Let the windows of heaven be open and pour out an overflowing blessing on us. May this be a difference between us and non-tithe payers. We thank you because you do what you say you will do. In Jesus' name, amen. And